dealing with subordinates or superiors or the patient and relatives. So how can we interact?
Be very specific in your question.
One we say is effective communication, so we know like whatever communication, whether it is verbal, non-verbal or directly, we know how it has to be done. So how to implement or how we should go ahead with compassionate communication?
According to you, what is the definition of compassionate communication? What do you understand?
To be humble.
The word itself tells you that you need to have compassion, right? The compassionate communication itself explains to you that the compassion has to be there. And you know, compassion is such a word, it's very, very good to give lecture on that. Very easy and very good, very, very nice, sweet and impressive. All things will happen when you are giving a lecture on compassion communication. But this lecture has no meaning unless you are actually doing compassionate communication in your day-to-day life. And compassionate communication also means being compassionate to your own self also. You cannot be cruel to yourself and trying to be compassionate to others. How one can be cruel to oneself? That means time is there to do your follow-up of sugar test. You are not doing it. You should sleep at particular time, wake up at particular time, take good rest. You are not doing that. Exerting yourself beyond your capacity. You take up responsibilities which you cannot take actually, but you cannot say no. That's why you are going on taking yes. Because you have difficulty saying no to anybody. So anybody does something to propose to you, you are saying yes to that. And finally you are not able to deliver anything because so much of work is there and so much of responsibility you have taken. So unknowingly one is not kind to oneself only. So when I say, oh sir, I want to meet you right now, I say, I'll be free at 2 p.m. It is not rude. It's the fact that I'll be busy. I have committed to somebody in this period of time. But I can't say no to you. So I said, yes, she also can come. Neither I can talk to you, neither I can talk to previous commitment. So this person will feel, I gave time, I took appointments or agreed to that. And now see, he is mixing my time with somebody else. So, compassionate means you have to understand that you first understand your capacity. How much you can do, how much you can take up. And what is your duty, what you must do and what you cannot do. Some things you may say, no, I just cannot do, but it's your duty. You have been contracted here for that. And you understand that, you agreed to that, you have joined here. So, something is your duty. For that, you have to adjust everything. You cannot say, I fought with my husband at home, so now I can't function today. You cannot say that. Some things is a must. But to do that must, you have to take care of yourself nicely. Eat properly. Aisa nahi ki you are so busy, you are taking your lunch at 5 p.m. in the evening. The surgeon is so busy, he has not taken breakfast in the morning. Something happened in the house, so he couldn't take breakfast. So he went for surgery and he came out at 3 o'clock. And then he is taking his first meal of the day. What do you expect? His health is going to get spoiled. 100%. So taking care of oneself is the first part of being compassionate. And then when you take care of yourself nicely, reasonably nicely, then you can afford to be compassionate with others. So one has to be first healthy emotionally to be able to be kind to others. If you are emotionally disturbed, your daughter is not well, the mother is very sick in the village, your father is on the deathbed, or you fought with your husband, your son just failed in the exam, a son was found to smoke cigarettes outside. Many things happen in life. So with the emotional instability that you have, you cannot be kind to others. You need kindness for yourself only. Somebody has to be kind to you. You should take the counseling for somebody's kindness to you. And it's not abnormal. I'm not able to perform. When I'm suffering, I have to be honest. I'm having a difficulty. I need help. So even asking for help when you are in difficulty is also being kind to yourself. Your ego can't come in between that time. How can I ask for help? I never asked for any help. I was always an inspiration to everybody else. Like for example, I am giving lectures to so many people and so many people are taking counseling from me. But what if I go to difficulty? I have to find somebody. Maybe Dr. Sankhe, maybe Mr. Mafatlal, maybe my Gurudev, maybe psychiatrist, maybe anybody. I cannot say, no, I am Dr. Shanbhag. I am supposed to be counseling authority here. How can I take counseling? What people will say? But I also can get sick, no? Mentally, physically, emotionally, I can get sick. I am a normal human being like you. I am not a devta coming from skies. But I have to have that humility to accept that I need help now. I want to be a good helper to everybody else. Even for that reason also, I should help myself first, no? If I am sick, how can I help you? So my mission is to help everybody. For that, I need help and I should go and take the help so that I can help everybody else who are dependent on me. That is what is important understanding. So unless you are kind to yourself in normal times and in difficult times, you cannot be expecting yourself to be kind to others when they need you. A sick man cannot help other sick man. Only a healthy man can help a sick man. So, an emotionally sick man cannot help emotionally others. He should first come out of it, and whatever he learnt out of that experience, he can share it later on. Right? But when I'm in the middle of the problem, I cannot start helping everybody else because I am myself battling with my own situation. What kind of help I will give others in that battling difficult conditions of life? So create a situation for yourself. That is why we all chant in the morning. Why do we chant in the morning? Because whole day we are battling. No? Don't think that somebody is free from battle and somebody is only battling. Everybody is battling in life. And we do get tired. But getting tired is not very surprising thing in life. What do you do after getting tired? How you rejuvenate yourself? Are you kind enough to yourself to take a break and take rest and come back, recuperate, heal yourself and come back on the battlefield again? What the warriors do in the battlefield? Suppose they get wounded. What they do? They go to the tent. And then the Vaidyas come and they put lep and everything, they take rest. Maybe one day they'll not go for a war, next day they'll go for a war. Unless they get fit, they'll not go again on the war. Right? They will wait for till they heal themselves. May not be completely, but at least some time will be given to partially at least heal. Because the war is demanding you, so you have to go. But you will still wait, no? If you have bled so much, you take some blood, some IV fluids, get some BP, all right, then you will be, doctor will tell you, now you can go again. And then when you are healthy like this, you have taken care of yourself nicely. In normal times also you need to take care of yourself. And then difficult times also you have taken good measures to take care of yourself. Now I expect you to be normal. And now you are handling a situation which is abnormal. Okay? In that, you must learn to identify yourself with that person. If I were that person, who is now crying because he lost her husband, how I would feel? Accordingly, I will talk to her. So that is called as empathy. So empathy is a basis of compassionate communication. If one is on empathic, he's just giving lecture, you know, aapko aise karna chahiye, aapko aise behave karna chahiye, aapko ye karna chahiye, wo karna chahiye. Everything is there in the books also. I don't need to tell you. What is the great thing I am telling you? When the person who is listening to you understands that you understand him or her, then that person gets strength. Just by the gesture of yours that you are explaining in such a way, that the person whom you are talking to feels that he or she understands me well. It's not that without understanding only she is guiding or he is guiding me. That feeling of being understood is a very relieving feeling. If I feel that sir has understood my problem, now I have hope that I will get good answer from that. But if I get a feeling that unko samjha hi nahi mera kya problem hai, then whatever answer he gives, even though it may be perfect answer, I will be dissatisfied because I know ki sir ne theek suna hi nahi aur theek samjha hi nahi. Then what answer I expect? Even if he gives the best answer by intuition, for example, spiritual intuition, still I will not have faith in that because I have not got the feeling that you understand me. Creating that feeling is a very important challenge for a counselor. Your person who is taking counseling from you for any distress in life should get that feeling ki this Prabhu or this Mataji understand me. And because of that, they develop faith in you and they can open up to you. Because of that faith, they will open more and more because of the comfort that you are given of being understood and the ease that you have created in the heart to open up. That will give that person a situation in which proper answers and guidelines can come out. Even if you have to reprimand somebody, for example, you're talking about communication, right? Communication can be there with your colleagues who are working with you or with the patient, for example. Okay. But even if you have to reprimand somebody, for example, reprimand in such a way that the difficulty is corrected or the mistake is corrected, not that the heart is hurt. What generally we do? And I scold in such a way that you feel hurt more than the mistake. You feel hurt. You don't feel corrected. You feel that I am fired, I am scolded. That's our style of reprimanding anybody. We are just venging out our anger. So somehow, we are vengeful in our talking. But there's a big responsibility when we are leadership position, when we are heading a department or heading a whole department, maybe nursing department, maybe one department of OT or whatever, ICCU, or maybe maintenance. We have people under us and people do make mistake. And we do reprimand them. We need to reprimand them, to correct them. But we cross the border and use some harsh words and the person takes it to heart, for lifetime, okay, I'm not going to work here. I'll wait for a good opportunity and I'll leave. I have decided to leave now. I don't want to work with this person who talks like this to me. So, kya ho gaya? Overcorrection ho gaya. Needless overcorrection. There is no need actually. But we use harsh words and because we are disturbed with something, your boss has fired you just now for something and you are underperforming, your performance is not good, better you leave the hospital or think about it, take a decision, 24 hours I give you and you come out. And you see a staff of yours making some mistake. And that time the way you reprimand him is your anger with your boss, you are taking out on him now. Ghar pe jaake kya karte hai? So office se wo jhada karke aaye. To bacche ka complaint aaya. Tumhare bacche ne mera pencil chora. To bacche ko aisa maarenge na. Phat, 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 phat. Why? Because you are upset with something. And that anger you are taking out on your son. The sons feel, "Arre, ek pencil chora to mere ko itna mara." And the end in the night when you sleep on the bed and you are meditating, kya hua? Bola, maine to bahut mara usko. Koi zarurat nahi tha marne ka. I could have told verbally to him. But I just took a patti and chalu kiya maine usko marne ka. Achha nahi kiya maine. That maturity has to be there in you if you are in a position of leadership. What is the meaning of leadership? You don't have to be having following for you. As a mother also, you are a leader. Isn't that true? As a mother also, you are a leader because you are leading two children. As a husband also, you are a leader. You are leading a wife and children. And maybe mother who is old mother and some younger brothers. As a HOD also, you are a leader because you are leading so many people. So whether you are leading one son or one daughter or 25 people in the office, you are a leader. And then you cannot afford to be emotionally labile and jumping up and down emotionally, reacting erratically and fanatically. You can't afford to do that. You are emotionally unfit to take a leadership position if you are like that. That is why I said, what we do after we get stressed out, that is very important. It is not surprising to get stressed out in this world. Everyone gets stressed out. The world is ready to stress you out. But what do you do? How do you daily rejuvenate yourself? How do you give your body, mind, emotions rest? So what we would do is, every day morning we get up and chant the holy name. It's the biggest distressor. Not that because I'm a Hare Krishna follower, I'm telling you day and night to chant, chant, chant. It's not like that. The world accepts this. You may name it as meditation, you may name it as chanting, you may name it as prayer, you may name it the way you like. Ultimately, it is the same thing, that you spend time with yourself and you spend time with yourself with God. That time you are mother, father, husband, everything is there, but that time you are now with yourself. Meditating, remembering what you did and thinking how to do it, how not to do it, what mistake I did. It's like reflecting. And also, at the same time, we may go for a walk in fresh air. We do pranayama, we do yoga. We sit in straight silent posture for a long time, take deep breath in a fresh atmosphere like garden. This actually is very healing, Many times in the morning you come to know that I didn't do aisa nahi karna chahiye. That time you were like, right, I am doing right only. But morning when you get up and you are brushing, you think, oh, I shouldn't have done it. What happened in the morning? What was happening in the night, in the evening? Because you are in the middle of the stress. And morning may, you slept. And with a rested mind, you are now again reflecting on the same occasion. You will have different understanding. And you sit down in meditation and you chant nicely, pray to God, you will have another different understanding. But when you do it daily, you will come on a platform of different understanding constantly. Then a stage will come when you do daily prayers and daily take care of your body, rest well. Dr. Sankhe and me as students used to always discuss this. Very funny friends, but very significantly we discussed that. कुछ तकलीफ हुआ ना सो जाने का हम लोग बहुत हंसते थे उस बात पर सो जाने का इफ देयर इज एनी मेजर डिसीजन टू टेक फॉर एग्जांपल अभी दो लड़कों को प्रपोजल आया है विच बॉय टू से यस एक ही को हाँ बोलना है तो गो टू स्लीप वेक अप एंड थिंक अगेन व्हाट योर माइंड टेल्स डोंट टेक अ डिसीजन व्हेन यू आर नॉट रेस्टेड वेल दो नाइट हैवी गया है नींद पूरा नहीं हुआ है कुछ डिस्टर्बेंस भी हुआ है झगड़ा भी हुआ है पोस्टपोन द डिसीजन टेक रेस्ट फील फ्रेश गो फॉर अ वॉक एंड कम बैक एंड थिंक अगेन टेक योर ओन टाइम वी आर व्हाट वी आर डूइंग इज वी आर ऑलवेज इंपल्सिव वी आर अभी आपको कुछ बोलना है मेरे को फिनिश करना है अभी मेरे को टाइम पास नहीं करना है आज क्या फिनिश करना है वी आर विल वांट टू क्लोज द मैटर बिफोर इवनिंग डोंट डू दैट इट इज नॉट बींग कंपैशनेट टू योर सेल्फ And to the other party also, who we are going to communicate the same thing. Take your time. Because your decision can make or break. Lifetime, long term effect will be there of what you communicate. So always think how it will affect you and more so how it will affect the other party whom you are communicating to. So patient ka bhi aisa hi hai. Wo chillata rahega aapko, sunta nahi rahega, dawa leta nahi time pe. Ultimately, what is the result of compassion communication? What do you expect? Person should be happy and he should be bona fide way helped also. Patient dawa nahi le raha hai. In the end, you want ki he should take the medicine regularly and without any hesitation, without any mistake. You want that result for his welfare. So to get that result, you can't be harsh or short. Although you are right, but फाइनली यू नॉट गेट द रिजल्ट बच्चा को पेंसिल चोरी करने का हैबिट अभी बंद करना है आपको तो खाली पट्टी मार के नहीं होगा वो डोंट थिंक व्हेन यू बीट हिम विद योर पट्टी ही विल गिव अप स्टीलिंग पेंसिल्स ऑफ फ्रेंड्स दैट एट वन टाइम यू विल डू बट अदर टाइम्स यू हैव टू सिट विद हिम एक्सप्लेन हाउ दिस इज अ बैड हैबिट how it will not help you in life, how it will destroy your character, how people think about you, how they lose trust on you. You have to give him a good vision about being a thief. What is the meaning of being a thief? Convince him emotionally and intellectually, not just physically by beating and by scaring him with your stick. That is compassion. Compassion and communication means you need to get the result what you actually expect. And only when you are kind in heart for others, think of their well-being. Don't just be an employee, don't just be a head nurse, don't just be a HOD as a duty. This is my duty, I don't care what you feel. My boss has told me this, but you have your own intelligence, how to communicate the same things, what the organization expects from you, what goals are given to you. You can tell the same thing in a very nice way, in an inspiring way. If I have a target for my group, for example, my department, and I have to achieve that target, I can do it in a threatening way also. Nahi karega na, nikal dunga main kal aapko. Mujhe ye kaam chahiye, kal ke usse pura hona chahiye. This is one way of doing things. Terrorizing, you know, terror activity. Another thing is that you give an inspiration. How it will be wonderful for you to do it. That person should feel nice to do it. Hey, karenge abhi, sab milke karenge. That is how you will get results which will be inspiring to you also and them also. All time raising a stick is not going to give you results. People will do for some time, but afterwards the heart will not be purchased by you. But if you are an inspiring person, and inspiring person you can only be when you are kind with them. You cannot be kind, cannot be inspiring to anybody if you are not kind actually. Why should they get inspired by you if you don't care for them? The moment you feel that he or she cares for me, immediately whatever that person says you will be inspired to do. But when he was sick or she was sick, you inquired, you helped, you went all out of the way, visited them, and whatever you could do, you did. So they remember that. And then when you expect something from them, they will do it for you. So that is most important. Just we should not get proud of our position, that because I am in this affair now, in this position, whatever I can say, who cares, nothing will happen. No, people will leave you. They will give many reasons, ki mera husband ka badli ho gaya, mera idhar ka wo ho gaya, mera wife ka ye ho gaya, bachcha ka school jamta nahi hai, isliye I have to go now. Mother needs me in Kerala, so I am going, aisa kuch bhi bol sakte aap. And you will never come to know. But they will say, मैडम या सर ना कभी नहीं सुधरेंगे, क्या फायदा है उनको बता के. आई विल फाइंड माई ओन वे आउट, लेट देम बी वॉट एवर दे आर. दिस इज हाउ पीपल थिंक एंड दे गो. इफ दे कैन नॉट चेंज यू, दे विल बेटर लीव देमसेल्व्स एंड लीव यू अलोन, एंड यू विल थिंक आई एम ग्रेट, आई एम डूइंग वॉट एवर आई एम डूइंग इज ऑलवेज फाइन ओनली. इट्स नॉट लाइक दैट. एंड समवेयर दे एक्सप्रेस देयर सॉरोज ऑफ यू बींग uncompassionate, you know, but they will leave finally. Because kaise na, people can handle challenges, people can handle difficulties, but hurt is very difficult to handle. If you get hurt na, then all your zeal goes away to fight with the difficulties. Some people are very much fighting, you know, they're like fighting. Suddenly one day somebody says something to them, all their weapons they put down, kuch nahi karna, only crying. As I say, you have experience like that in life. Aap abhi samjho shaadi hai aapke bete ki aur ladke ki shaadi hai, aur itna mehnat ka sab kar rahe hai, aur bahut sara bhag dod chal rahi hai, expense ho raha hai, ye ho raha hai, neend nahi milne barabar se. Suddenly in one of the purchase items, whatever you purchase, your husband said something to you which is like really bad, you know. तो क्या होगा, पूरा शादी का जो मूड था आपका फिनिश. अब बोलेंगे अभी ये गहना भी आप खरीदो, साड़ी भी आप खरीदो, मैं भी कुछ नहीं करने वाली, मुझे नहीं करना है, आप ही करो. अभी पत्र का भी आपका डिजाइन करो, वो भी आप करो, और ट्रैवलिंग का भी तुम देखो, किसको बुलाना नहीं बुलाना, वो लिस्ट भी आप भी बनाओ. क्या हो गया इसके बीच में, क्या हो गया, दैट मोटिवेशन दैट यू हैड टू डू ऑल दिस थिंग इज फिनिश्ड बाय दैट वन uncompassionate communication. It may be right what you said, the way you said, the timing that you choose to say that, the environment that you choose, the four pillar together, that time you said something, wrong time, wrong place, wrong circumstances. You chose to tell the right thing, but still it is wrong only. That's how it is. अभी आपने पूछा कैसे करने का, ये गुस्सा तो आता है उस टाइम पे, तो बोल देते हैं कुछ भी. सो प्रिवेंशन इज बेटर देन क्योर. फॉर दैट यू हैव टू वर्क डेली सो दैट योर एंगर, योर अपसर्ज ऑफ इमोशंस ग्रेजुअली गो डाउन बाय ऑल दिस थिंग्स. मुझे अभी भी याद है 11th स्टैंडर्ड में ना, आई वाज ऑलवेज वंडरिंग कि मुझे ना बहुत गुस्सा आता है, आई गेट एंग्री ना, I don't know what I do. क्या करने का, क्या कैसे करने का, क्या करने का. So I thought कि I am a young man with a lot of energy, so I should go to gymnasium and I should just work out, you know. So a lot of my energies will be utilized properly, channelized properly, I will be pacified. Yeah, to some degree it was helped. Still I was feeling क्या करना है, क्या करना है. So then I went to do yoga after that. And yoga helped me to large extent because yoga deals with your body and mind together. When you do physical activity in yoga, it also pacifies your mind. And the further you pranayam, the further pacifies you. Lot of help. But still, I was feeling ki nahi, abhi bhi problem pura gaya nahi. And then I came to Hare Krishna, and along with yoga, I began with chanting. And then I could see some tangible, expected result coming out of it. Abhi lagta hai abhi, कि ये चीज अगर पहले होता था ना, तो आई वुड हैव रिएक्टेड लाइक दिस, बट नाउ द सेम थिंग इज हैपनिंग, आई एम नॉट रिएक्टिंग लाइक दिस. यू कुड सी योरसेल्फ अ डिफरेंस, नॉट दैट आई एम अ सेंटली पर्सनैलिटी और ग्रेट पर्सनैलिटी, बट आई कुड कोरिलेट बाय थिंकिंग कि पहले अगर ये ऐसे होता तो मैं उसको ऐसे हैंडल करता, आज यही हो रहा है तो मैं उसको ऐसे हैंडल करता. यू कैन सी दैट इज बाई योर कॉन्स्टेंट स्पिरिचुअल प्रैक्टिस दैट यू डू. It also has role to play, what food do you eat. If you eat foods which are agitative, like non-vegetarian, or very spicy, or very hot, very chatpata kind of food you eat, then you have very difficulty in handling your emotions. Because those kind of foods give you very erratic emotions. Turant gussa aana, turant bahut jyada khush ho jana. Khush hoga tabhi itna khush hoga ki wo kuch bhi bol dega. Matlab, if he is so happy, suddenly he'll comment on some lady, on some something. He's too happy, and in that too happiness he just talks something nonsense, you know. In that happiness event. Aur kisi ka dil dukh jata hai uske andar. And then he'll say, I was very happy here that day. My daughter's marriage was there, my son's marriage was there, my son passed out in the flying colours. So I was very happy. So sorry, yeah, I just commented on your hair that day. But again, problem is same. Either you're too unhappy or too angry, then you do something. Too happy also you do something. So both ways there is a problem. Why? The root is in the way you live and the way you eat food and the way you are brought up by your family. The environment that you live in. That's why we see the spiritual life is very scientific. You chant the holy name every day. Then you be with the devotees regularly who will discuss about God, subject matter of God with you. Then you don't eat certain kind of food, don't take intoxications, you don't eat certain kind of food, you eat only certain kind of food, you eat at certain times only, you don't eat erratic times the food that what you eat. You regularly read scriptures and hear the word of God, what God has to say to you, and visit the holy places regularly along with the other places. You worship the Lord. So kya hota hai? Your emotions get very spiritually channelized. You all have emotions. But then they get channelized in the right direction. Then you don't get agitated. All the failures come or anger-giving situations come to you, you do not get that kind of agitation. And it's a long process. And one has to be consistent in doing this regular preventive activities. That's why I began with saying prevention is better than cure. Right now anger is there, it's a different way to handle that, but prevented anger, you have to work before. Or even to prevent the degree of anger, how much you anger, angry suppose. Someone does a mistake, you have to decide how much to angry to get. How much angry I will get. Like, pencil, bachche ne chori ki hai, to kitna marna hai usko? You should decide. What is legitimate? What is logical? What is right? Aisa bachche ko dekh dhadhan maar hi raha hai. Kitna mara ki wo behosh jaisa ho gaya. That is not good, na? Why is that? Because I am unable to handle my anger. The problem is not that he has stolen the pencil. The problem is I am unable to handle my anger. Some people are saying that lately I was handling one case. Told them when I get angry, na, it takes me 3 to 4 days to cool down. Just think about it. If I take 3 to 4 days to cool down, in the 3 to 4 days, whoever comes across me has to bear the brunt of my anger. 4 days ke baad thanda ho jayega. तब बोले कह रहे इसको मैंने गलत बोला उसको मैंने गलत बोला उसको इससे पैथोलॉजिकल सिचुएशन डिसीज कंडीशन एंड सम पीपल आर लाइक दैट यू नो सम पीपल इतना झगड़ा करेंगे आपसे 5 मिनट का नॉर्मल एज इफ नथिंग हैज हैपेंड लाइक माय वाइफ आई एम टेलिंग यू वंडरफुल पर्सनैलिटी शी विल फाइट बट 2 मिनट्स व्हेन इट कम्स टू फीडिंग यू और समथिंग एल्स एकदम नॉर्मल There is no carry home or carry, you know, take back, क्या बोलते हैं उसको call carry forward नहीं होता कुछ चलो अभी अभी झगड़ा हो गया ना तो भी आज का डिनर आज का लंच आज का शाम का आउटिंग ये वो सब कुछ फर्क पड़ेगा उसके अंदर एवरीथिंग विल बी अफेक्टेड ऐसा नहीं सो कंपैशनेट मीन्स वॉट अल्टीमेटली हाउ मच टू अफेक्ट पीपल नेगेटिवली बाय वन रॉन्ग थिंग दैट हैपनिंग Suppose you have been diagnosed with some disease which you don't want to have, for example. Thyroid aapka bhi jyada aa gaya hai. You are upset. But does that mean everybody who comes to in contact with you has to get firing from you? Just because you are upset? Your sugar reports are wrong. So that now Ravi comes, he gets firing, and Ramcharit comes, he gets firing, and then Mataji comes, he gets firing. Kyun? Prabhuji ka wrong report, sugar ka achcha nahi aaya hai. We have to all think about it. Okay, where is the problem? The problem lies in me. I am upset with something which is personal. But because of that, because I am an authority, I can fire you, so I am using my possibility of firing you full-fledged. Or nahi hona chahiye. Why to talk about spirituality? Normally is nahi hona chahiye. Spirituality is different platform. Even normal human beings should not do that. If he really cares for people, I have a difficulty, I'll handle that. I should manage that myself. Why? Because of that wrong report, I should fire you and I should fire you and give hard time to others. So, any other question is there? What is the time now?